Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today what God is doing in my life. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. There's a quote from one of my favorite authors, in fact, my favorite author, Father Wilfred Stinnison. He says, God makes use of evil in such superb ways that it was better than if evil had never existed in the first place. God makes use of evil in such superb ways that it was better than if evil had never even existed. We have this passage from the Old Testament here, the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis, when Joseph's brothers sell him off to slavery. And I've always been really fascinated by this story that so many things happen, good and bad. And the whole time you're like cheering for Joseph because he's apparently this innocent man who's called to do great things, seemed to be like a good person, didn't ask for any of this to happen, didn't deserve any of this to happen. And we see this story of ups and downs only to find out at the end, like, wow, God, your plan is magnificent. You were able to take all of these things, good and bad, and the things that are a mixture of good and bad. One of the things as I was reading the reading just now, that's profound. Like, it was actually Joseph's father who sent him to be with his brothers the moment that this all happened, that everything went down. So the father who loved him, says Israel loved Joseph best of all his sons. But he was the one who said, your brothers, you know, are tending our flocks at Shechem. Get ready, I will send you to them. So his father who loved him sends him to his apparent death. And we find out later, of course, that he didn't die, that he was sent off into slavery and ended up becoming royalty and having this place where his brothers, everything was reconciled and everything was good. Now, I've had this similar like burning desire in me for several years now, probably 5 or 6 years. My wife could tell you, on more than two hands, we've had the conversations of just speaking to my wife about this knowledge that, like, I know that God has something incredible planned with what he's doing in my life. I have this longing, this desire, this yearning for him in some way that didn't exist 8 years ago, right? I was really fulfilled, doing well in a good place. And then God, as I continued to give myself to him, he started placing this subtle desire for more, that even more was to come. And I've had these ups and downs of like trying to figure out what that means. And I've kind of sought different paths and realized, nope, that's not it. I've been disappointed at times. I find myself in moments where I'm just really incredibly fulfilled and happy in life. And then I find myself frustrated, irritated at times, kind of going back to that desire of God, I know you have something more planned for me. There's something greater that you have in store. And we think we can look at the story of Joseph and say, you know what? He had this great relationship with his father. The son was sent out and he was murdered in a sense. In his mind, at least the father's mind, he was murdered later to find that there was life, later to find that he was alive. In fact, more alive and with greater power, greater authority than when he had left. How magnificent is this? We need to spend time during this time of Lent to truly consider God's plan for our life, to take all of those ups and downs, all of the frustrations, all of the things that have happened to us, many times happened because of good things. Like again, Joseph's father sent him out for this to happen. God the Father sent Jesus out for his death to happen. Even those who love us hurt us. And Lent is an opportunity for us to enter into that death, to enter into that suffering, so that we can come out at the other end with greater power, the power of the resurrection in our life. So join me during this Lenten season in doing just that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for this Lenten season. We thank you for your example of what it means to live, to truly live through death, to find life. Thank you for coming down and giving us that gift and giving us the opportunity to enter into that gift. Lord, give us the grace this Lent to trust you with the suffering, with the ups and downs, with the chaotic mess of a life that we have at times. Help us to take all of that, the stuff we understand, the stuff we don't understand, the stuff we're trying to understand. Take all of it, Lord, and give us hope in what's to come, that your plan is perfect, and that your plan, which includes free will and this opportunity, in a sense, to allow sin in and a death to happen, for we know, Lord, that you make use of this in such superb ways, that it was better than if it had never existed in the first place. Jesus, help us to trust in you. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.